and that you will be hard-pressed to find through other sources. It is available through other sources, by the way, but this is a terrific compilation of a lot of information that you really need. Commander, let me first ask about the Vancouver summit with Clinton and Yeltsin. Could you talk about that a little bit and what that was really all about in the big picture?
Well, you're moving into a period of time where great, great changes are going to be taking place. And the question is regarding, I'm going to repeat this for the people here, the question is regarding the significance and what was the meeting all about with the summit, Yeltsin, Clinton, etc. You are simply getting your New World Order players lined up. I would doubt that anyone in my listening audience probably would realize that on Monday, the Emir of Kuwait is sending his private jet to pick up Bush, Brady, and Baker and their spouses to bring them back to Kuwait. You have the New World Order taking shape. This puts them in the very area where they can go on and meet with some of the higher players in the New World Order, attend their own oil business in Bahrain. And you will note that simultaneously with launching your shuttlecraft this time, you had another major damaging radioactive explosion in Tomsk in Siberia. Now, that would not be so terribly interesting, except that, first of all, they tell you that you have an accident in a nuclear power plant. Is that not what everyone understood in the beginning?
That's what it sounded like from what we were able to receive in the press, yes.
All right. That was BS, and there were different responses from different news outlets. At first, they said it was a nuclear incident. Go back to number one. In Tomsk, it was a nuclear accident in a nuclear weapons facility. It had nothing to do with the power plant. Think back to your summit with Reagan when there was a massive explosion in a munitions facility the day before the summit. And you've got it. You're playing tit for tat. You're on a power play. We'll show you. Well, you won't show me too much because, you know, this game back and forth like children. Only now it's very dangerous. And there is a lot of nuclear radiation pouring forth from that cloud drifting around. The Russians. All of it is hooked in with the New World Power coming into being. Martial law, United Nations participation, and your federal marshals, all you are under martial law. You have been under martial law since 1933. The fact is that every major city in the United States of America is now under martial law because Los Angeles never went out from under federal martial law after the first King trial. They are using the King trial to put every major city in the United States under federal martial law. And it will happen. It's already done. You have a situation where that trial, everything going on, including that summit, is all hooked in with a coming down of this power on you, the people. It's hooked up with the MK-Ultra program, which is nothing in the world but a CIA-KGB brainwashing program in Waco, Texas. I know that it is very, very hard for you one to understand what I'm saying, even if the speaking system was good here.
Yes, when you try to put together all of the elements of what's happening, it is really hard to understand and believe even that they all are connected in some way. But the major elements of the news all do seem to be connected in various ways, and that there does seem to be an order and a progression to these that has been orchestrated by the elite. And so that does seem to be the case. Coming out of the Vancouver summit, what were the real implications? What sorts of decisions were made by Clinton and Yeltsin? Of course, it was decided, I think, there that the United States would pay Russia $1.6 billion. And of course, this is more a ransom kind of a thing, isn't it? In terms of.
Absolutely. It's nothing but blackmail.
Blackmail, that's the word I was looking for. So, is it blackmail in order to keep these nuclear incidents from happening anew and to keep the very wicked weather patterns from happening again and being created by the elite of Russia? Is that part of what it's all about?
Well, it is just so complicated that it's almost impossible to talk about it in segments at all. Part of it is a massive power show. We're going to show you our united power in this new world order, as much for the benefit of China, which seems to have nothing to do with anything today, but it is much to show unification of what would be considered two enemies now holding hands, if you will, in bed with each other. And look what a problem you will have, Mr. China, if you riffle the waters. You had it coming together right at what you call your Easter season. Now we have to look back, because you have to understand that your adversary doesn't miss a point. Not one point does he ever let slide by. Easter was a pagan holiday long before there was ever any Master Isu Jesus. It was the time of the year where there was great celebration of, quite frankly, evil. It was simply a massive holiday celebrating all the worldly things. And it was because of that holiday that the trial of Isu took place. It was a tradition, remember, to allow one criminal to go free, whoever would be chosen. That was in celebration of the Easter holiday. So you celebrate Easter now. Note how the importance of the meaning of Easter has come around, focused on the crucifixion, the spilling of blood, etc., 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 and save me from my sins if you are a Christian. Well, what you're missing is that all of the religions other than the anti-Christ or anti-God religions themselves are Christian. Please hear me. It doesn't matter what you want to claim. Islam is based on Christ's teaching, remembering that Christ is a state of being of goodness. Buddhism, even the Muslim faith, you can't separate them out. So you have what is the Antichrist adversary of God against the nations of the world that have a basic goodness and life ever after as you make transition into a higher dimension. And it's coming to a showdown. The Plan 2000 is by the Khazarian Zionists. They are not Jews. Not in the sense of the word that you would go and say Mr. Goldberg is Jewish. We are talking now about the adversarial Zionists, and they come in all shapes, forms, and colors because most of them have no idea what they're doing. But we're going to line them up so that you can understand. They are Antichrist. They will claim to be atheistic. A Judaist will claim, if he is just Jewish, will claim that he would accept this Jesus, this Isu, Emmanuel, as a great prophet, a great teacher, a goodness, but not necessarily the Messiah that the Judaists would be expecting. Don't get hung up on that. Everything being thrown at you now is a total distractor so that you won't notice what's going on. You won't notice that your children in the ghettos are killing each other. You won't notice that you are getting ready for a major, major racial war in the United States of America. You won't notice that, for instance, in California, you are right at balance point of the white race becoming the minority. Well, there aren't that many blacks. Well, who said anything about blacks? There are that many blacks, Hispanics, and Asians now in the state of California. All of these things are orchestrated so that you, the people, will not notice what is going on. It is always the way it is. When there is going to be a massive and major international crisis or incident, you won't notice. It has happened every time there has been a major crisis in your world. Total chaos in the social structure. And it will be all over your globe so that you won't know where to look for these things to come down next.
Now, on the Rodney King trial that is probably going to the jury this weekend, the verdict is likely, well, who can tell what the verdict is going to be at this point?
Well, let me tell you what the police are expecting.
Do you think the fix is in on this
one?
Let
me tell you what the police are expecting in Sacramento, California.
Okay.
They have all been told, and they have been out on machine gun training missions. They haven't even time to do their work. They are daily training in riot control. And this is across your nation.
Actually, on the news last night, there were scenes of this where the police were training. They were actually showing scenes on the nightly news. The ABC or NBC News, I forget which it was, were showing scenes of police doing just that, training for riots.
Well, and have you ever noticed that when you're trained for something or you have something, doesn't it usually happen some way?
Yeah.
They usually will make sure that it happens. What they anticipate and what has been set up is simply a hung jury.
Ah, so it does appear that that may be what is in the offing then as far as the outcome of the trial.
That's what they planned. That's what they have orchestrated.
Hmm.
And you see, it no longer has anything to do with goodness, badness. Everything in this trial had nothing to do. They will tell you it's a civil rights matter. No, it isn't. And anyone listening to the trial, these officers were on trial to see if they acted within the regulations of a police officer's duty. And certainly they did that, unfortunately for all of you people. They did that. And you will notice then that the defense rested its case before they even had a hearing of any but one of those defendants. So you also had a rigged court case, which is also, I would hope that all of you would try to get at least the next issue of the contact. I have gone into great depth on jury tampering and your injustice system. And then on the one that will come out on this Tuesday, I am comparing the new state constitution, which is already in service in your government, which breaks you into states and you will be called new states. That constitution has been written now for almost 15, 20 years.
Now, those are the states, actually, the 10 districts, I guess they would call them, or new
yes.
states?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you will note that through the federal government, you already are treated as districts. Everything coming out. You are in this IRS district. You are in that agricultural district, etc. Yes, the new states are divided, I believe, into 10 areas. But the Constitution is structured so that you will have two vice presidents, and you have them. You
Wait.
May not recognize them, but you see, this is the gradualism that always comes in to usurp your Constitution.
Well, I think we had some dark suspicions that Hillary might, in fact, be a de facto vice president, and I would suspect that she probably is.
That's right. And so when that comes before the people, all of your feminists are going to insist that she be that other vice president. All that is holding you together as far as your original constitution is the fact that a constitutional convention has not been allowed to be called, because you came first under the Federalist, the Articles of Confederation. It was brought before the people that we need a constitutional convention to make some amendments to the Articles of Confederation. The minute that the constitutional convention was called, everything in the Articles of Confederation were scrapped, thrown into the trash heap. And a new constitution was drawn up and presented. Actually, it was already drawn up. You had many ones who fought that because there was nothing wrong with the Articles of Confederation. Everything could have been added to it, and you would not have had this precedent set. Now, for instance, ones will come and say, we need an amendment. We need a constitutional convention, and we need to do these amendments so that we will have a balanced budget. Your Constitution of the United States of America, as it is drawn, demands annual balancing of the budget. We've already got it.
That's right.
What are they talking about?
That was one of the guises they were talking about. They wanted a new constitutional convention in order to put in an amendment for the line item veto and balanced budget. But as you say, exactly, the Constitution does specify and stipulate that the budget be balanced, but of course they haven't adhered to that.
That's right. Now, what you will have with the new states is you will have governors of these districts. You will have no states. County lines will not be honored, and new boundaries will be drawn up.
Well, in fact,
we'll have someone called the overseer out of the federal government, and someone else will be the major watchkeeper. I just cannot urge you enough to get this next paper, because we're going to talk about it.
Yes.
It is serious. It is ready. It has been ready. It was ordered by the New World Order elite to be drawn up. It will only be in force for some 25 years. and then you will move into and under total dictatorship through the United Nations.
Well, in fact, it's already in place, of course. I just lost my train of thought. I looked at the screen. Let's go to a call, and here we have Cabby. Cabby, you are on with Commander Hatton.
Is it your contention that the Articles of Confederation are preferable to the current U.S. Constitution, and that Article 5 of our Constitution is somehow evil?
No.
Well, I misunderstood.
I'm saying that when you call a constitutional convention, regardless of what ones tell you, once you are into that convention, you can scrap the entire program, whatever it is.
Well,
I'm not saying that the Articles of Confederation.
So the last time there was a constitutional
Constitution, although your Constitution was not perfect either, it required your 10 Bill of Rights to bring it into balance.
Well, the result of the last constitutional convention was our present Constitution. So I would say the result of a constitutional convention is not to be feared. That's my only comment.
All right, Cabby. Well, thank you very much.
The United Nations Charter and the new state's Constitution. So if that's what you want, I think that you should at least read the new state's Constitution before you make such a statement.
Exactly. I have read that one, and it is scary because everything, basically what it does is it turns everything that we read now in the Constitution as being right, it turns it into a privilege.
Yes.
I mean, basically, that's what it turns into, and privileges, of course, can be either given out by the state or taken away by the state.
Well, you will notice that it mentions this overseer. These elitists will be appointed, and they will decide. You will not have decisions to make.
Yeah.
They will decide.
And that's the scary thing about that. Absolutely. On the I had just a quick question on the line of succession with two vice presidents. Assuming for some reason the president is incapacitated or not able to serve, then how would that line of succession work with two vice presidents, I wonder?
Well, probably with Hillary, she'll throw the radio at the other one. and it won't be a problem. Guess which one would probably make it. I felt it was rather nice that her father lived long enough to see her become president.
Yeah. Well, she's very near. No question about that. Let's see. Let's go to Ryan. You're on KTOG, Ryan, with Commander Hatton.
Commander Hatton?
Yes.
Yes. I'd like to ask you a question. We've been studying, the newspaper, the Phoenix Liberator, and the different guidelines that you've been giving us. Do the Mormon Church leaders know about you? Do they know about, your heavenly host?
They certainly know about me. I cannot say that they like me.
But they do acknowledge you as a reality.
Well, I don't know if they would tell you that on Sunday morning, but they most certainly do. And I hope that you are aware that you have some very serious elitist problems in the Mormon Church. I hope you also understand that Brent Scowcroft, for instance, just got knighted in Great Britain.
Yes, I am aware of Brent Scowcroft and his talk he gave at BYU mentioning the New World Order. I don't know how many times he mentioned it.
You say he was knighted?
Yes, he was knighted.
I had not seen that. Interesting.
Well, they don't like to share a lot of these things in the paper with you.
Yeah. Now, that's technically illegal for a U.S. citizen to hold that kind of a title, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Or at least it used to be.
Well,
obviously not now.
It isn't so much a problem with a U.S. citizen. It is that you cannot serve in a high office if you're going to hold dual titles like that.
Mm.
But you see, now, supposedly, theoretically, he is no longer in the position that he was. But you've come back under the crown of England. Regardless of what you believe, you are English, or Great Britain has You are under the crown of England.
So we've sort of come full circle. We began under the crown of England and got out from under it. Now we're back under it.
Yes, sir.
Hmm. Amazing. Ryan, do you have anything else?
Yes. I'd like to thank Commander Hatton for, you know, coming out and helping us and try to lead us in these spiritual things and guiding us in this day and age.
Well, Ron, I thank you. We are simply there now. You have come, as you say, full circle. And it is the time of a reclamation. You cannot go on as you have. And year 2000 is a rather magical number. Not because that is just when, you know, we might want to flit down and say hello to you. It is that there was a plan, an adversarial plan, that certain things would happen in the physical world. And another thing that is happening, you see, you refer to Passover as putting blood on the lintel or the door sill, and the angel of death would pass by, etc. All of you who have seen the Ten Commandments and Moses and Charlton Heston will remember Passover. And a lot of talk about it is being done about the ones in Waco, the Davidian. Passover started out not having anything whatsoever to do with any religious or spiritual passage. Passover is the time in the universe, in the cosmic cycle, when you will find your astrologist, I believe is your word. Is that the ones that read your stars?
Yes.
Well, let's not get confused with what I'm saying. But you will have 12 houses in the cosmic structure. And there will be approximately every 2 years, 2,500 years, depending on who is doing the calculating, you will move from one age, if you will, the age of this or that or the other, and you're moving now out of the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius, which is a period of enlightenment. I detest using those New Age terms, but these things actually happen. And then once around that cycle, you will see, is going to add up to approximately 25,000 years. And that's when you're going to be coming into again and experiencing through what we have laughed about, is saying it's Hatton's old photon belt. Well, it is this period of intense or more magnified, higher frequency radiation, ultra high frequency radiation. This can either destroy man or man can grow into his higher dimensional status through that.
And, of course, those who are able to pass through and rise above it are those who prepare themselves properly.
That's right.
The anticipated time for that, as I recall, was somewhere around 2010, 2011. Is that...
It's due like in that second, early on in the second decade. You're in the fringes of it now.
Okay.
You see, what you don't understand is that you can have darkness. You can open your eyes and it can be dark all around you, but you can be absolutely flooded with high frequency light. I know that it's very hard for you because you are limited to your senses in the physical form.
Mm-hmm.
But you are moving and already are picking up the damages. They will tell you that satellite that they're going to launch is going to study your ozone layer, your protective ozone layer that's in such trouble. That is a bunch of garbage.
Now, the ozone layer is actually okay.
Well,
is that
the
correct?
Ozone layer doesn't matter a whit. period, one way or another, in what you're experiencing. The frequencies that are coming through now can actually be manufactured on cue, but more than that, they are already coming through, and the ozone will not stop them.
So these frequencies are actually coming from outer space, from possibly the space platforms and so forth?
Well, some of them. But you are moving into this period of time where you are picking up this kind of radiation anyway.
Mm, okay.
Because you are coming full cycle.
Yeah.
In your revolution.
And so those who are preparing themselves physically and mentally are going to be better able to stave off the negative effects of these radiations that we're now starting to come into.
Well, absolutely. And moreover, you will be able to stave off what is happening to you by your big brother.
Yeah.
When I mention the MK Ultra program, I'm talking about microwave brainwashing.
And
programming
this
with pulse systems and microwave energy from your repeater bases.
And so these are actually being used now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And ones will even hear the voices. It gets more than just...
There's...
just a minute.
Yeah, there's delay system is in effect back there. We're hearing that. If it's possible to turn that away so that we don't have it come through as loudly, it would help.
We're having problems that are getting bigger here.
Uh-huh.
And they're coming from outside this building.
I see.
Sam?
Yes.
Sam, I'd like to ask Commander Hatton another question, if I may.
Would you let me hand this to EJ, and maybe we can call you back and clear this up a little bit?
Okay.